All right, we've got a very special show planned for you. I've got a whole stack of giveaways just for the Blitzers. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, and Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Zhong Li Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when you guys are usually in a bad mood, but you're not allowed to be in a bad mood today because today is a very special version of the Blitz.
A special edition.
Exactly. Today, we are celebrating, and we're celebrating by taking care of you guys. And we're going to have a fun show today. We're not going to have any BS. We're just going to enjoy it because today is Blitzer Appreciation Day. Because you guys, for making us the number one show in the city, we have gifts for you every single segment. Here's some of the things we have to give away today. Street Fighter V PS4 game.
Played it last night. Street Fighter V is awesome.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. That game, I hadn't played since Street Fighter II.
Yeah.
So I was even unaware that Street Fighter III or Street Fighter IV existed. But I played Street Fighter V last night with my son and put in that work on him.
Good.
With my girl Chun-Li, who's still in the game and still has, her legs are the same size as Zangief's legs, but her upper body looks like Zhong with big boobs.
I see.
So,
but you beat some ass with that.
I smoked him, and I think we played six times, and I was 6-0.
Very good. Don't let him win.
No, I'll never let him win. He was trying to be Ryu on me, and I wasn't having it.
Five $50 gift cards to Top Brass Military and Tactical. We got those to give away. We have admission tickets and access to the ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park. Got a bunch of those. Three of those to give away. Four of those to give away. Five of those to give away. And we have seats in the Blitz Spring Poker Invitational to give away. So we're full. We're going to have something for you every segment.
Sweet.
Because we love you guys. And this is our way of saying thank you. And I'm glad now that David Barron wrote about it and Jason Barrett wrote about it, so the whole world knows that we're a top rated show in the city, and very proud of that. Very proud of the fact that it's pretty awesome to come in here pretty much every day and work with you guys. And
of course it is.
Oh, well, it is. It is, and it's just fun to see that the rest of the world's catching up. Because we don't have Texans or Rockets or Astros on here that bring you to the show. We just have Blitzers telling people about it.
Yeah.
And social media, and that's it. And I know a lot of you guys came over last month and heard that Tom Herman interview, and that's why you started listening to the show. And I'm glad you stuck around, and I hope you keep sticking around because, I love some UH. I'll talk UH any day. But, today we're just going to have some fun. We're going to celebrate with you guys. We're going to give stuff away, and that's pretty much it.
Sweet.
We're not gonna get goofy today or anything like that. And I'm just gonna enjoy life a little. What's going on today?
Sports and stuff like that, man.
I'm in an absolute clumsy mode today.
First thing I do when
I walk in is knock over a cup of water for the second time now in a month.
Yeah.
And so that's why I had to request more paper towels. And, man, I was in the gym today, and I damn near dropped a barbell on my foot. It just stupid stuff. This is what happens when I don't drink for a few days. I get clumsy. Well, I think I need to remedy that. I think I'm just going to have to drink every day.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah, I don't know. But, every now and then, you just have a clumsy day. Today's been that for me.
We need to get you a water bottle.
I will start bringing a water bottle, and I'll start bringing a coffee mug so that I'm not using these things. I don't even know how I did it. So It was just stupid of me, but it's all right.
I could tell you how you did it if you want to know.
Well, yeah, I was getting my computer out, and I put it behind my computer, not thinking to put it to the side of the computer, which is where I always put it.
Exactly.
But it's my own fault.
Hey, the old you would have spilled the water onto the computer.
That's true. Or you would have ruined it. Or he would have spilled it onto my computer.
Which, yeah, I almost did last time.
Yeah.
Because the way this table's lined up, if you knock something over, it's going to go a long way. So, anyway, Todd says, wish I could win so many prizes, but I'm inside the 30-day window. You know what? I think for today, Todd, you know what? I'm going to waive that. I'm going to waive that.
Blitzers, do you have the power to do that?
I don't. I hope so. I hope we have the power to do that.
Well, good luck.
Oh, boy. ATX. Oh, sure. What do you think? You're hot bleep now? No, not at all. You guys are hot bleep. You guys are the ones that got us here. That's why we're going to give you stuff. Anyway, you got any more celebrations planned, or did you do all yours over the weekend?
My celebrations are done. I'm back on the grind.
Okay.
So I'm trying to I've lost 17 pounds since we got back from the Super Bowl.
Good job. Good job. Yeah, I had put on a bunch right after that half marathon, because apparently I didn't know this. You eat like a fiend for 2 days after you do that.
Yeah.
And I did, and I put on like 8 pounds, and so I got that off plus a couple more now. So got back in the gym today, man. I was feeling great. Knees holding up. This is good stuff, man. Everything's good. Could not be happier. 713-780-ESPN. So here's the deal.
I have one sad bit of news. Not really news by now.
This is a very special edition.
It was sad this morning.
Yes?
That Rafael Dos Anjos is off the card.
Yeah, I actually had that as the first thing I wanted to talk about today once we got past telling the Blitzers what we're going to give them.
Conor McGregor, they're looking for a new opponent for him. They've got... There's a few names that are interesting. Donald Cerrone is a name that's interesting to me. Nate Diaz is a name that's come up a lot. Anthony Pettis volunteered. I think Uriah Faber even tweeted that he's on weight already. He's at 157, so he could do it, because the fight's going to be at 155, so there's a lot of options. I think they're just going to look to make the most intriguing fight. I think a lot of those could be intriguing. Jose Aldo was one name that came up, but Aldo said he's not in shape, he's not ready. So, we'll know probably, I'm guessing, by tomorrow would be my guess.
Yeah, I hated seeing that, but I mean that's part of the game. It's going to happen. And the thing is, Conor McGregor's a big enough draw that whoever they get him in there with is still going to do well, I think. I mean, but that was a fight I was looking forward to, because I think you were right. I think he had a real good chance to beat him.
Well, and I mean, I think there's a lot of these guys who have a good chance to beat him. I mean, this is a new weight class for him. He's fighting up, but there's a good chance he could win as well. I think that they're not going to find an opponent that had a better chance to beat him. I mean, Dos Anjos is on a tear. He's a monster, but I think that stylistically, Cerrone could give him some problems. I think stylistically, Faber could give him some problems. Although size, there'd be like a 20-pound weight difference on fight night, probably.
Can Cerrone get down that far, that fast?
Oh, yeah. He's at 174 now,
okay.
And he just hired Mike Dolce, who's kind of the diet guru that gets guys. He doesn't let guys miss weight, so he'd get him there. I think all these – Diaz is – I love watching Nate Diaz fight. I don't know if Nate Diaz could beat him. I know one thing for sure, Conor McGregor wouldn't get in Nate Diaz's head like he does with a lot of these guys. Nate Diaz doesn't give a damn about you and doesn't give a damn about Conor McGregor. Right? So there's a lot of interesting options.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break. First, we're going to give away the very first of our prizes today. A 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me for live thoroughbred racing. Enjoy a complimentary buffet and sit in the special ESPN section at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday. We've got a handicapping contest that everybody can play in, and you don't have to win this to play in the handicapping contest. The winner gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. Caller number 8. You're going to the racetrack on Saturday. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number if you want to get in. You might want to remember that because we'll have giveaways every segment today for Blitzer Appreciation Day. It's a Tuesday. We have some fun today. Let's grab some phone calls. We'll get Chase to lead it off. What's up, Chase?
So I was listening to the midday show, and those guys sound a little bit salty when they're talking about the ratings. They said the only reason why you guys are number one is because you talk about craft beer and poker. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
I don't care why we're number one.
Those are good topics, that and gambling. Yeah. If I were giving some advice to another show, I would say embrace gambling. Don't be afraid of it.
The only reason Scarlett Johansson's hot is because she's got big jugs and a nice ass.
It's a pretty nice face too.
Yeah. So
other than that,
Other than that, she's not that big of a noise.
Hey, so. I love those guys, and Sean and John did real well in their slot, and so congratulations to them. And man, I want everybody to do well here, but we've got a head start on everybody. We've been doing this longer than anybody, at least as a team. So,
yep.
Let's try David. What's up, David?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Okay, I got a question about college basketball gambling. I've read y'all's book and everything, and it helped me out a lot, by the way. Only time I've ever won consistently is after I read y'all's book. But so when you're doing like the numbers breakdown, like when you're calculating like rebounds and turnovers and stuff like that to make a number, like to zero out a number, do you the way I do it is I have a website that has like the home and away splits. So I'm using those numbers to try to zero out the number. Do you also add the 3 points for home field advantage, like after you've done that, if you're looking at the home road split numbers, or is that already built into the home road split numbers?
I mean, to me, home court is whatever number you decide to assign for home court advantage. All those splits are built into it. I mean, there's certain teams who play, worlds better at home than they do on the road, and I give those guys more of a bump. There's some teams that just play like crap on the road, and I'll dock them more. But for the most part, if you're looking at like rebounding splits and rebounding differentials, and you're looking at rebounding differentials at home versus rebounding differentials on the road, I think you're probably digging deeper than you need to, unless it's working for you. But I don't look at things like that. I look at which team's got a better rebound, which team's a better rebounding team. I look at how teams do against teams that I find to be comps to the team that they're playing. You know, I look at injuries. I look at it, who's hot. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to look at, but I think that if you're looking at road home splits in every category, you're probably doing too much, because that's kind of what that built-in number is for.
But if it's working for you, don't stop.
Right.
And when it stops working, then start looking at other things. And I think, AJ, you know this better than anybody, not all college basketball home courts are created equal.
No, not even close.
And there's a lot of places where that number's three. There's a lot of places where that number's five. There's a lot of places where that number is zero. And that's, that just comes with doing your homework, too. Let's try Philip. Hello, Philip.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I just wanted to say to you guys, I listen to you guys all the time, and sometimes I do disagree with what you say, I dispute what you say, but you guys shoot straight from the hip. And most of the time I find myself being, emotional about whatever I'm disagreeing with you guys about. But I just wanted to say, it's really emotion because I care for a team or something like that. But you guys shoot straight from the hip, and I want to say I enjoy your show, and congratulations on your award.
Right on. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I know a lot of people don't. They don't like to hear our opinions on teams that they love, and that's fair, but we try to be as honest as we can about things.
And the thing I would say about that is, if you don't get emotional arguing with your family or your friends, then you're probably not alive.
Yeah.
And that's all. I mean, sometimes you're going to disagree. I want you to disagree. Hell, It's a lot more fun for us when you disagree. But that's good. I mean, that's a good response. You can say, wait a minute, dickweeds, this isn't right. And then you call in or you text and we go. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's do one more, and then we got some more giveaways to do. Brandon, you're on the
board. Hey, how's it going, guys? Sports?
Sports to you.
Hey, I just really wanted to call in and show a little bit of appreciation for you guys. You know, long-time listener, first-time caller. But, you know, I just really wanted to say that I appreciate the candor that you guys provide in your program. I mean, you definitely get me through my commute. But, you know, guys, you're just wonderful. And I just want to congratulate you guys and say, like, you know, keep up the great work. It really is like, you know, listening to, like, you know, my friends. You know, I mean, yeah, sometimes we disagree, sometimes we agree. You know, but it's all about the discussion, you know, and opening up that dialogue. And I appreciate you guys, you know, taking calls, hearing out other sides of your argument of the argument. And you know, hey, just want to give you two guys a thumbs up.
Right on, thanks, man. Yeah, we that's what we try to make it like—a couple dudes just sitting around talking sports,
and hopefully
and stuff.
Yeah, don't forget stuff. And hopefully, I know you're stuck in cars driving home, and it's miserable out there because people are turds when they drive. And the last thing you want is a couple of a-holes just bringing you down constantly. And hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully we keep it entertaining.
Yep.
And whether Jong starts singing Adele or whether we pepper spray him or, you know, whether the show just goes off the rails, I mean, that happens. It's always kind of organic. It just sort of comes out of nowhere. And that's why you have to listen all the time, because you never know when we're going to do something stupid. What are the odds people can be decent human beings for a Tuesday? Oh, man, you're asking a lot. So far, everybody's been good.
So far, so good.
Yeah. And listen, if you don't, I always tell people, and I know we have a lot of new listeners. And, yeah, I'd like to hear from some of the new listeners as well. But the truth is, I know that, at first, a lot of times you hear the show and you're like, what the hell? What the hell is this? And then you keep listening, and you either just hate it and you go away, or you come to appreciate it. And a lot of you have come to appreciate it. All right, let's try Mike. What's up, Mike?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, what do you think is the possibility that the Texans will actually go after Matt Forte, free agent?
It's a possibility, but I think Matt Forte is probably going to get more of a deal than the Texans should offer. I've kind of been saying Matt Forte is still a decent player, but he's been in the same system his entire career, played for the same team his entire career. He's been very comfortable. He's versatile, but he's also old. And running backs and old, that's just something that I don't want to get involved in. And you're going to have to pay good money for him. Even on a one-year deal, you'd have to pay good money. And I just think if you can get one in the draft or get a cheap guy via free agency, a young guy that's got some upside, I think that's the way to go.
And I think a guy like that is going to have some options where he's going to pick and choose where he wants to go. For instance, if the Patriots call, he's probably going to New England. I think that's a guy who's going to want to play for a team that he thinks can compete for a championship. And he, if he's going to take less money, if he's going to kind of take the kind of deal that I think the Texans would have to give him, I'm pretty sure it would be a team like New England or Green Bay or somebody like that, where, you know, those teams are obviously a lot closer. And on the right deal, absolutely. Absolutely, I would love to have him. And I'm going to sound like a broken record on this, but I think with all these guys, on the right deal is going to be how you preface everything. And then you have to look at, okay, but what deal is he going to get?
Right.
And in his case, I think somebody will overpay. And you also have to look at some of the teams that have ridiculous cap room. So let's say that the contenders aren't interested in him, but somebody's willing to pay him a lot of money.
Right.
Jacksonville.
Yeah, well, there's certain teams who have to pay.
Right.
You know, they've got to fill up some money.
So I don't think it's impossible, but I think the kind of deal that it would take to get him. And look, Texans are going to have money. They're going to have money to spend here. The question is that the right place to spend it? is on Matt Forte.
Right.
And when you could probably draft a guy, although they draft so well.
Also keep in mind this. When you talk about cap room, you know who has the third most cap room? Jacksonville and Oakland have the most going into the offseason. You know who has the third most?
Giants, isn't it?
The Bears.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And they're not interested in bringing him back.
Yeah. I know the Giants have a bunch, too.
Because they're fifth on the list. Okay. The Rams are fourth. I mean, they think it's time to move on. They know that it's not wise to pay running backs after 30. And they're sticking to that logic, or at least not pay him to be your starting running back.
And I think there's going to be some really good options available in free agency. Lamar Miller, guys like that, that may not be as expensive. And I think that's where they'll look. I also think they'll look in the draft. And I wouldn't rule out them bringing Arian Foster back on a lesser deal as well. But I think they have to get more than just him. All right. Time for another giveaway. Caller 5, you get a $50 gift card to Top Brass Military and Tactical. They have everything you need for military and law enforcement gear to hiking, camping, and survival equipment. With two storefronts, they are strategically located in the city. One just off 59 South in Sugarland, the other on 45 North. Stop by and check it out or log on to topbrassmilitary.com. Caller 5, you get a $50 gift card. I'm loving this. I'm loving giving this stuff away to the people today. Quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sharing the food. Wrapped in paper and a bowl of bag. Start walking. ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll do some more giveaways in a minute. I was listening to this on the way in. It's a local music Tuesday. All the bands you hear are Houston bands. And John will tweet out who he plays if you're interested in him. The songs are on our app now, right, John? On the ESPN 975 app?
You can't get them on the app. It'll show what was played.
Ah, okay. Well, good enough. I was told you could get them.
No.
So they lied to me. It's no shock. No shock at all. Dustin says, I don't see the upside in people wanting to cut Foster only to sign Forte. I think the only difference is that Forte's a little more durable.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, and that's I think that's a fair point if you're going to – but I mean, you can't pay Foster a $9 million cap hit this year. It just makes no sense for a guy who's never healthy. Let's try Jimmy. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
I wanted to say congratulations to y'all. I've been a longtime listener and enjoy the show. I did have a quick question, and I'm not aware of – It's in regards to Andre Johnson. There's a good chance the Colts are going to cut. And would you, if you were a part of the Texans organization, would you consider offering him a small contract like O'Brien said with a limited role just to get him to end his career with the Texans?
I'd sign him through a one-year or one-day contract and let him come in and retire his number and, you know, let the people clap. I don't think you need to look at Andre Johnson as a player anymore.
No, I think and the Colts are going to cut him. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And I don't know that he'll even get invited to a camp at this stage of his career. He just doesn't have anything left to offer. And it's sad, but it happens. And, yeah, I think he'll come back, sign a one-day contract. Everybody will talk about him being one of the greatest Texans ever, and then he'll ride off into the sunset. And I wish he still had something left, but he doesn't. And he was in a pretty good situation, especially early in the season, and it just never worked for him. And that's what happens. We see, I don't remember who it was, said, you know, he reminded me of was Eric Moulds when he came to the Texans.
Yeah.
You could see the guy still could see what to do. That
he filled out the jersey well.
He looked good. His instincts were there, but he just couldn't get open, and he couldn't catch the ball when you got it to him. Other than that, he was there. Let's try Angel or Angel. Either way, what's up, man?
Deportes.
Deportes, I do.
Si.
Congratulations on your award. You guys provide awesome entertainment on my way home. Anyhow, my question was regarding Cowboys. There's been a lot of talk, and there's been a lot of holes on the Cowboys, line. Do you think they have a real shot in getting a decent player in the fourth round? Also, what do you think the chance of getting RG3 to their team, added to their team?
Well, from everything I understand, they're not interested in RG3.
Did he say a decent player in the fourth round?
I think he means with the fourth pick.
Oh, okay.
I think they'll get a good player there.
I don't know if it's going to be the player that fans are wanting.
Yeah.
But I think they'll get a good player there.
Of course, I have my mock draft database. We talked about this yesterday, how dumb mock drafts are and how I'm addicted to them. And there's one DC Pro Sports Report that has every single mock draft known to man.
Yeah.
And so I kind of go through and, you know, they have the big ones. They have they have the first six picks or so. A lot of the Cowboys have Cowboys taking Joey Bosa, who I think is a great player, not the brightest guy, but hey, for that position you don't need to be.
That's right.
Miles Jack, who I think is interesting, he's a name that shows up a lot. So that's a guy that you got to be a little scared of the knee injury, but I think I love that guy. I think he's a fantastic player, and. You know, you never know what you're going to get out of Sean Lee these days. I think that'd be a great addition for them.
I think the Cowboys are one of those teams that I think linebackers are a really, really pressing need. And I think linebacker and defensive end, whichever one you want to look at. But I think that Jack and Bosa make a lot of sense. I think if somehow DeForest Buckner is there, that he makes sense.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, there's a lot of guys. It's going to be defense, though. Almost certainly it's going to be defense.
Well, I think Buckner could be there. If Tunsil goes one, which most people have him, and you know the Browns are taking a quarterback,
yep.
That's going to leave a lot of options for the Chargers there at three. And you know, I don't know what direction they're going to go. So it's possible he's there. I'm pretty sure Miles Jack will last that long. I don't think he's going any higher than that. But, I mean, any one of those would help.
Yep.
713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I'm told that you can actually, if you look at the song history, you can click on the shopping cart and it'll take you to iTunes if the music's on there. So you can buy it.
Yes, you are correct.
All right.
I don't get told these things, so.
Oh, okay. I don't either. I
thought you were told.
Well, no, I was told that we'd have all the music on there.
Yeah, but I was told that, I wasn't told. I was playing with it, and the songs that we do play, it does get up on the list.
Okay.
It doesn't stay there. So if you hear a song that you like, you want to go on the app and then look for the song because it goes away after a couple hours.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's a pretty cool app if you haven't downloaded it yet. Here's the thing. It's got everything. It's got Podcast Arena. It's got all our shows. You can go back and listen. It's very convenient. And obviously, we prefer you listen on traditional radio because that's where the ratings come from that we're all excited about. But that's a great app if you can't hear us in traditional radio. All right, let's try Zeke. What's up, Zeke?
Hey, what's going on, sports?
Sports to you.
I wanted you guys to take on the whole Delonte West situation. I understand he was found barefoot and he's back in the box parking lot. He's been known to have, you know, issues with bipolar. He's been diagnosed with that. Now, my question is, do you guys feel like the NBA or any of these organizations, they should take a certain amount or percent of these players' checks, basically kind of hold on something for them? Because not everyone gets that LeBron deal. Not everyone gets a superstar deal. What happens to these guys that don't last that long in the league? You know, and they're retiring at 30. They're done playing their sport at a really young age. I just kind of wanted you guys' thoughts on that.
No, they shouldn't. Listen, these are grown-ass men. They've got, if they can't be responsible for their money, that's not the NBA's problem. That's them problem. I wouldn't, and by the way, I wouldn't want my bosses taking money out of my check and saying, oh, just in case you blow your money, we got a little fallback for you. That's not how America works. And Delonte does have like mental health issues, so I don't know how much I want to get into it. I don't know much about it, other than they found him wandering around the city barefoot at a Jack in the Box, and he looks like a hobo. But as far as should the NBA you know, be responsible for holding on to these guys' monies. I mean, Delonte West, he didn't get that LeBron James money, but that dude made $15 million in his career. If you give me $15 million today, I promise you I'm never walking around a Jack in the Box barefoot in my life. So I don't know what to say.
And we hear these stories all the time. Antoine Walker, I think, was kind of the poster child for that, with making $96 million in his career and being completely broke. But you also have a lot of guys who go on and become very good businessmen. It's just like anything in life. A lot of people make a lot of money doing things and wind up broke, and a lot of people go on and save it and put it away and do well. I mean, I don't think there's any, I don't think it's any different for athletes as it is for anybody else. The numbers are bigger, but we see it with actors, man, that make ridiculous amounts of money and wind up broke. But I think it's like anybody in life, and you got to take some responsibility for yourself at some point. All right, let's give away some seats to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic for this giveaway. How many should we do, John? I've got enough stuff here to fill an entire show plus something. Let's give away 5 seats to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic this Thursday. This is the last chance to qualify. It's at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. Top 25 in the qualifier get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. For details and official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. And if you get told you won, just hang on for a minute because he's got to get the 5 names. So please be patient. We'll do callers 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay?
All right, guys. Going to tell you about Dirt Free. And if you've ever had to look into it, replacing carpets, it ain't a great thing. You don't want to deal with it. You got to search for the right carpet. You got to deal with ripping up your old stuff. You got to install the new carpet. Huge inconvenience, and it is pricey. Well, now you can keep your carpet looking new no matter how long you've had it. Dirt Free extends the life of your carpet so you can go longer without replacing it. I've used Dirt Free for a long time. Use them in Austin. I use them here in Houston. They do fantastic work, and they are Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They're not using soaps or chemicals, which will damage the carpet fibers long term, like a lot of the other guys do. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment, and that technology is what really sets them apart. Once the stains are gone, they don't come back like the other guys. They're doing carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, you name it, they can clean it with that unique patented technology. Sunday service is now available, and start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got a great deal going on for you right now. 3 rooms for just $99.95 with a free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. Call 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's Owen Daniels, part of the Super Bowl 50 champion Denver Broncos. Keep on listening. Home of the Badgers, ESPN Radio 97.5.
And we are back on The Blitz. Join me and the ESPN 97.5 road crew at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday. Come out for live thoroughbred racing, the ESPN handicapping contest, and tons of fun. We'll be upstairs from 7 until 9 in the special ESPN 97.5 section. Everyone is welcome. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park and ESPN 97.5. And if you've never been to the track and want to know how to play, go pick up a copy of Acing Racing 2016, which is available at Podcast Arena and Gal Media Audio or GalMediaPublishing.com. And we also have our gambling book if you want to, if you lost this football season, you heard the guy call the first segment, talk about it. It's very good. Also available there as well. And for the low price of $12.99, it's going to save you thousands just by keeping you from doing really bad bets. But anyway, we're going to do, you know what? Did he handle the 5 okay on that, John?
I believe so.
Okay, so we're going to do that again. We're going to give away 5 more spots right now to the Blitz Spring Poker Classic tomorrow, or Thursday, the February 24th. Last chance qualifier, Dave and Buster's on Richmond. It is Thursday, not tomorrow. Starts at 7, top 25, get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. For details and official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We'll go 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. You're all playing. I love this. I love giving something away every segment.
I love it.
It's invigorating. We can't take a phone call, though. Is that long?
Long. What up?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, just a few names. You got, just want to see your opinion on. What do you think about Eric Weddle, Lamar Miller, and Ruben Randle going to the Texans?
Who was the third one you said?
Ruben Randle.
Eric Weddle, Ruben Randle, and Lamar Miller.
Eric Weddle is, I think, would be a good pickup for anybody. Still can play a little bit. Don't think things are going to work out for him in San Diego. I don't know that he's a system fit for what Crennel does. That's the real thing with safeties. Ruben Randle, I like. Who was the second one? Lamar Miller. Yeah, we talked about him earlier in the show. I think that's a guy they may look at as well.
I'd be surprised if the Giants need to keep Ruben Randle, I think. That's one of the guys who, if they let him go, then they are, I mean, they're putting their eggs in the Victor Cruz will stay healthy basket.
See, I think they're more likely to get rid of Victor Cruz. And frankly, they've got enough cap room. They can keep them all if they want.
They could.
So,
I don't know. I mean, he was benched back in 2014 when Ben McAdoo got there. A guy who was late to meetings all the time. They'll probably end up letting him walk, but my guess is Randall's not a guy. That's not a name that's going to hit Houston's ears very hard.
No, I do think there'll be some receivers out there they need to look at, some veteran guys, but I don't think that it's going to be the top tier. And I think he's kind of at the bottom of that top tier.
I mean, he'll probably be a 3-year, $20 million guy.
Yeah. Chong, apparently we're having signal problems somewhere, so thought I'd pass that on. Let's grab Tony. Let's talk a little MMA.
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
We're doing sports.
Hey, I just wanted to ask, why is McGregor willing to fight, Rafael Dos Anjos at 10 pounds heavier, but he's not willing to raise, come up a little more weight to fight Cerrone at 170? Why don't they just fight at a catch weight?
Well, I think the fact that he's coming up from 45 to 55, and he eventually says he's going to get to 70, but it's, you want to get your body in optimal shape, and he was planning on fighting arguably the best 55er in the world. And the other thing that he seems to be insistent on is it whatever fight he takes, he wants it to be for an interim title, which is why I think a guy like Nate Diaz seems highly unlikely, because Nate Diaz hasn't done enough to warrant a title. What's funny is Khabib Nurmagomedov, who I think is the best 55er in the world, offered to fight McGregor. This is a guy who already smashed Rafael Dos Anjos, and he's been out for a while with an injury, but he's never lost a fight, and the UFC said no. And part of me thinks the UFC said no because they're not trying to throw their golden goose in there with a wolf, more of one than need be. So I'm not sure what they're looking for exactly, but I'm pretty sure the fight will be at 155, or there won't be a fight. And that's why there will be a fight. But I think Cerrone could make 155 if he needed to.
713-780-ESPN. You've talked about this a lot. Even the jump from, a 10-pound jump is a lot in MMA.
Yeah. And he's going up 10 already. And then, to go up more than that, it's tough.
713-780-ESPN. So apparently nobody can hear us. If you can hear us, call.
Nobody can hear us at all?
Apparently our the T1 out in on our satellite went out. So AD's working on
it. Son of a bitch.
He needs to put the backup up. He's not around a computer, so we might not be with the signal for the next couple of minutes.
So there's really no point in even us being on air because nobody can hear us.
I don't know. Let me see if the app works.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you hear us on the stream or something?
I'm hearing that the app is picking up.
Or there won't be.
Okay.
Yeah, there it goes. Us.
All right, so we're briefly on the app. So we can cuss, huh? Can we do that? Because we're only on the app?
No.
Probably not. No, guys.
Damn. I'm just trying to have a little fun here. Did we get enough people for the poker tournament because of the signal? We may have to give away more of this.
Let me ask.
All right, I'm just checking. That's just wonderful. Do all this great stuff, and then somebody steps on it. I know who did this. It's a damn 6'10".
You think they're responsible?
They're tired of getting their ass kicked, man.
Yeah.
And they're not used to that. So that's what's happened.
We did not get enough. So two more.
All right. So the next two callers that want poker spots, they're yours. Because I got a bunch of other stuff to give away. 713-780-ESPN. All right. Well, I don't want to get... I hate to get to any good stuff because... you know, we're going to waste it.
Yeah. Maybe we should do something special that only if there's a few people who can listen, like we should have Jong sing or something.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
I think you should do that.
Jong, I'll come up with a song for you to sing next.
I got to know it.
Well, no, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
We'll make it work.
Oh, boy.
Let's do your read on the other side just because.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
We have signal issues.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully that'll be worked out when we come back. If not, what the hell? Quick break. It's sort of the Blitz. If you're on the app, don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.